Senate Bill 185, an act to make an appropriation to fund tax refunds for elderly and disabled persons and to revise the income eligibility requirements for property tax and sales tax refunds.
Senate Bill 185 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Cleveland.
Thank you, Madam President. I do have an amendment which just corrects some incorrect figures on this particular bill, and I would like to propose that at this time.
Motion.
Senator Cleveland moves that Senate Bill 185 be amended as follows. On page 2, line 10 of the Senate Appropriations Committee and Gross Bill, delete 4 dash 451 and insert 4541.
I'll waive the remainder. They do have a copy.
Does any member object to the waiving of the remainder? And we do have a second discussion on the Senator Cleveland motion.
Thank you. If I could discuss the amendment and the bill at the same time. Thank you. As you'll notice that the figures were just turned around in that first amendment. The second amendment was an error in typing. $56 would have been $51. I'll go on and talk about the bill now and with the proposed amendment. This bill is Senate Bill 185, and it talks to tax refunds for the elderly and disabled. In 1974, the state of South Dakota provided tax relief to our senior citizens and to our citizens who have disabilities. This program has been very popular with the people it has served over the years, and you'll notice from 1974 until today is over 27 years, 28 years now, and it has gone through several administrations, in fact. In fact, when its funding was endangered by the loss of video lottery, the Department of Revenue received a large number of letters and calls voicing concerns about the program, especially from the elderly. These checks are very small, but they do have a very positive impact on the lives of people who benefit from them. This year, 2001, 4,000 people in the calendar year 2001, 4,000 people in both single and multiple member households received refunds. A total of $705,914 was spent to provide tax relief to some of our most needy citizens. And I will tell you that the bill does call for $1 million, and it is in general funds, and it is included in the governor's 2003 recommended budget. And I also should tell you that this is the governor's bill, and it was amended in appropriations to increase the income amounts by $250 per category. That would mean that this goes then from the amount for a single person from $3,500, which would be the new amount, to $9,750. That's $290 a month for those single persons, and for the top level, it's $812. For a family, it goes from $6,250 for a family, which is $520 a month, and it goes to $1,000. We've increased this by $250 per category, as I said, which is only a 4% increase for the very lowest salary to or amount of income to 2% at the top. So as you see, we have increased that by a very small amount, but we hope what will happen with the amendment is that more people will be able to apply through some of the income increases they've gotten over the years, that we're just hoping that this will then benefit more of those people. Now, an applicant must either have been 65 years of age for all of the year for which their refund is claimed, or have been declared disabled under Social Security or Veterans Administration guidelines. Applications for either a sales or property tax refund is made on the same form, and the Department of Revenue determines determines eligibility and awards whichever refund is greater. This is sales tax and property tax refund. They can apply for both, but they can only receive one refund. Then there is a supplemental refund program, which becomes available if there is at least $25,000 remain unspent from the total appropriation. And this has happened every year. They've only spent a little over $705,000 of the $1 million every year. So there always is this $25,000 left over. And that is given to the 1,000 applicants with the lowest incomes. And no check then can be greater than $100. Only $10,000 may be spent for administration of the program. I do hope that you will support this. We find it's very important for our people. There are no new monies involved. It's the $1 million we're hoping to distribute to a greater number of people, and we have amended to put in the extra $250 on all the income levels. Are there questions? I certainly would like to respond to questions at this time.
Further remarks on the Cleveland motion to amend?
If not, thank you, and I hope you will support the bill.
Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Cleveland motion to amend Senate Bill 185. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 185 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final approval of Senate Bill 185 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers, APA, Bogue, Rose, Brown,
aye.
Craddock,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
DeHuick,
aye.
Dennard,
aye.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury, Everest,
aye.
Greenfield, Hagan,
aye.
Ham, Senator Ham,
aye.
Huttmacher,
aye.
Cleveland,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin, Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Bogue, Senator Bogue, Senator Koskin, Madam President, ayes 33, excused 2.
Senate Bill 185 has received a majority of votes of the member-elect and is declared passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.